Our show is supported by Be My Guest with Ina Garten, Ina's official podcast from Food Network, back for its fourth season. On every episode, Ina invites a different friend to her home in the Hamptons to talk about life, love, and career, all while cooking up an amazing meal. Join Ina as she crafts a classic cocktail with journalist Frank Bruni and discusses the ins and outs of Yorkshire pudding with actress Emily Mortimer. If you're looking for great conversations about and over good food, tune in to Be My Guest with Ina Garten. Listen to Be My Guest with Ina Garten wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, I'm Francis Lamb, and this is Splendid Table Selects, our mini podcast about the stuff that makes us better cooks and eaters. Andrea Nguyen was born in Vietnam and came to the U.S. when she was six. She grew up to work in banks, but she always really wanted to work in food, so she eventually ditched her career to follow her passion. She studied Vietnamese cuisine to share the joys of Vietnamese food, and she is now an American national treasure. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, talked with Andrea about the inspiration for her latest cookbook, Vietnamese Food Any Day. Have a listen.
Andrea, so great to have you in.
Thank you so much, Sally.
I love your new book. And I have to say, I was struck by how many kind of current, trendy ingredients that are part of your Vietnamese cooking in this book. For instance, turmeric is everywhere. I have to say, the most beautiful recipe in the book, I think, is the sizzling rice crepe recipe. Tell us about that recipe. There are no eggs in it. It's not an actual crepe.
Right. And so people have oftentimes mistaken it as an omelet, actually, when they take a look at it. And I'm like, no, it's not really a pancake, but it's more like a fill crepe, but with no eggs. And what makes it yellow is turmeric. And, you know, when it's a southern Vietnamese thing and it's a rice crepe and you can fill it with basically whatever you want. But classically, there's like pork and shrimp and mushroom and bean sprouts. And the crepe batter is rice that's been soaked and ground and then blended into a slurry with coconut milk and turmeric, which gives it this really sunny color, you know, and it's also like a wonderful phytochemical and antibacterial, but it's pretty. And, you know, you could compare it to, say, a dosa.
You've come up with a way to just do it with rice flour.
Exactly. And it took me years to figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, because it is just a really wonderful technique.
Yeah, because, you know, like a long time ago, I was like soaking rice and doing all this really old school stuff. And I'm like, how can I get more people to make this amazing dish that you know, it's like crunchy and it's filled with goodies and you wrap it up as lettuce and herb wraps. And what I found out was that the trick is if I were to use super hot water and like store-bought rice flour, bought, you know, from the American supermarket, say like Bob's Red Mill, and you like pour hot water into it and it kind of softens the grains. The difference between American rice flour that's sold at the supermarket and health food stores versus what's sold at Asian markets is that the stuff at the Asian market has been soaked. So rice grains that have been soaked, softened, and then ground up. So it's a really fine powder practically. Whereas the stuff that we get at mainstream supermarkets in the States, it's just been ground, you know, milled from or ground from rice grains. And so it's a little coarser. So how do you soften that really quickly? And as soon as I realized that, I was like, okay, the door has opened to unleash rice crepes onto the world.
Well, thank you for that. Talk to me about turmeric and the use in Vietnamese cooking, because it shows up in other places too.
It sure does. There are a handful of recipes in the book that use turmeric. And this is going to sound so much, you know, like an American thing, but I've lived in the United States for most of my life. My family came here when I was 6 years old when we fled Vietnam in 1975. And my mom started using turmeric in various dishes. For example, a Hanoi-style turmeric dish that has a lot of herbs and stuff in it, dill and green onion. And she would just like buy ground turmeric at the Asian market. And a few years ago, I was down in the South in Atlanta and I saw like piles of turmeric rhizomes. And I came back to my mom. I said, I'm so excited, you know, turmeric. And then you know, recently I saw it at like my local Whole Foods in Santa Cruz where I live. And I was like, Mom, there's turmeric. And she even like had a container that, you know, that she got from like Sprouts or something of turmeric. And she looked at me and she said, well, before we came to America, there was nothing but fresh turmeric in Vietnam.
Yep.
And she said, I used to, yeah, you know, she's like, this is it.
This
and
is
I
how
used to rub it. Yeah, this is how you use it. You
know? Yeah, that is funny.
And the flavor is brighter and it's fun to use. It's messy, you know,
it is
but
messy.
I mean, yeah, when I first started buying it at my local health food store, the young man who was working in the produce section said, what do you do with that? And I said, I'm cooking with it. And I said, what do you do with it? And he goes, I just throw it in the blender with my smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, this mm-hmm. is like a wonderful ingredient and you can let it express itself in so many wonderful ways. And when it's used fresh and grated for things like the turmeric fish and seared dill dish that's in the book, it just lends like this little note of clarity mm-hmm. and vibrancy that you really don't get from ground turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me instantaneously happy. And I don't know, I feel sunnier.
It's just beautiful. I mean, everything it touches, that stain is just so beautiful. I want to talk about that dish. It is fish that is just layered with dill. I'm sorry, I go to Scandinavia when I think about dill. So tell me about the tradition of dill in Vietnamese food.
Well, you know, it like a lot of herbs that are used in Vietnamese cooking, dill is not just a pretty garnish.
Mm-hmm.
It is used practically like a vegetable, like a leafy green vegetable. And so you use a lot of herbs in Vietnamese cooking. And dill is one of them that's very popular in northern Vietnam. And the dish that we're talking about, the turmeric fish, is from Hanoi. So that's in the northern part of Vietnam, the capital of Vietnam. And I broil it.
Mm-hmm.
And after it's been broiled, you put a ton of dill and green onion on it. And then you like pour really hot, nearly smoking oil on it, and it sears everything. And that perfume from the dill is just amazing. And it's like the finishing layer of flavor on that dish. And you cannot get away with using dry dill, and you have to use a lot of it because it just complements the turmeric so well.
It is such a beautiful dish and really simple. You have simplified it beautifully in your book. I love the idea of you thinking of herbs as being a vegetable.
Yeah, and it adds that extra layer of flavor pop.
So the last thing I want to talk to you about is you have coconut water all over this book as well. And we're not talking coconut milk. We're talking about the sports drink as we know it here in the States. So tell me what the heritage is of that.
There are a lot of coconuts in Southeast Asia. And they come in, you know, they're harvested at different times of their life, different levels of maturity. And when they're young coconuts, meaning that they still have parts of, you know, the outside's green.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very thick layer, sort of like husk on the outside. So that's great for drinking. And if you think about it, it makes great sense in a situation where you may not have access to potable water. The liquid.
Thought about that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And, you know, this young coconut is slightly sweet. It's, you know, it's pure, it's clean, and it has a tropical lilt. And that little bit of sugar is fabulous, especially used in southern Vietnamese dishes. For example, there you can cook shrimp with a caramel sauce and coconut water. And the coconut water just gives it this extra edge of sweetness that's very, very natural and tropical.
The book is just delightful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
That was Sally Swift with our dear friend Andrea Nguyen, author of the new book, Vietnamese Food Any Day, Simple Recipes for True Fresh Flavors. You can find those recipes for sizzling rice crepes and turmeric fish with seared dill at splendidtable.org. And while you're there, check out some of the other recipes Andrea's shared with us over the years for pho and other delights. That's what we have for today. Thank you for listening to Splendid Table Selects. We'll be back in your podcast queue on Friday. And until then, eat well, drink well, and tip well. All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening
because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.